Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Beloved ones of this divine community that we all live in on this planet that we choose to call Earth. It's a wonderful day. And I just want to welcome you to Love, Light, and Positivity. My name is Imaja Jubilee, as I said before, and you have just to give you a reminder, and I have to remind you all every time we are on, that you have just landed in love. And I would like for you to remember that you were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. That you are divine, and you are this one wonderful, masterfully made masterpiece. And you were created by the divine artist, the master artist of the universe. So in saying all of that, one of the things that I do every morning when I get up, my mother used to sing the song, but when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. And I didn't have any doubt this morning when I rose, as I put my feet on the floor, that I was given breath. Breath is life. So let us take a breath in together. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And when we breathe this breath of life, which is a gift, on this beautiful, wonderful Wednesday morning, we have received the gift of life. For breath is life. And life is about living from the inside out, guided by spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable this day in thy sight, I pray. We are living life in full expressions. And I would also like to thank Kayla Paget of Finding My Way Radio Network and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to have this platform for me to just express and to be the light. You know, you have to always remember that we're human and we can't do this by ourselves. So I allow God to guide my thoughts, my intuitions, and all my decisions every day. And I am so blessed this day. And I am filled with God's grace and mercy and being able to just praise God's name today. I am guided by spirit. It's a wonderful day to be alive, you all. I hope you all, I just like to give you reminders because my mother was a praying woman and she always testified. She used to testify in church, and my daddy was a minister. He's still alive. He's 94 years old. He had a code that he would give her because she would get up and start praising God and shouting. And if he said amen one time, and she said, well, you know, my husband is saying it's time for me to sit down. Then he'll say it again, and he'll say it again. She said, well, he said it three times. It's time for me to sit down. But she praised God. She gave God the glory every day that she was on this earth. So I am giving praise and honor to God today for my life and for your life and for this opportunity. And with that being said, today, I have a special guest on there. We're going to bring her in a minute. One of the things that I have been working on, as you all know, if you're following me and listening to me week after week, is I'm working on another book called Sisters Sitting in the Blessings. And my guest is going to be in that book. You will learn a little bit more about her a little bit later. But what I wanted to focus on with her today is about shift, holy shift, S-H-I-F-T-S. I'm talking about the changes that we go through, that we have to go through in all different spans of our lives as they relate to us growing and deepening our relationship with God. And the scripture in Ecclesiastes says that to everything there is a season, a time and a purpose for everything. So things come into our life when we read that piece of scripture for a season. But in that season, we go through many shifts. Just like on a five-speed car, when you shift from one gear to the other one, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, we have to have shifts in our lives. But the clutch that we use, you know, you have to have a clutch in the car. But the clutch that we use is prayer and meditation and asking God to get us through those changes. And I call them holy shifts. So today, remember that in your time span, I know that you probably had some holy shifts as well. So the guest that I have on today is Monica Perry Minus, and she's a native of Richmond, Virginia. And Monica now lives in New Bern, North Carolina. But what she does, when I met her, she's going to be in the book. As I said before, I met her through located, you know, what has happened is one person would tell me about another person would tell me about another person. That's how I met Monica. And after talking to her and reading her work, I wanted to bring her on because she's a grant writer. She is the director of grants and strategic partnerships at Craven Community College. But the reason why I wanted to have her on is because she uses her gifts. She's been a vessel for spirit, using her skills to write persuasive grants, to persuade people to write money, to grant money, of what I meant to say, for organizations in the community where she lives, to get direct funding. And she does it with a passion. I have never met a grant writer that has so much passion. They're in their head and they're not in a spirit. But I have to tell you, Monica is not like that. So I was it was just wonderful conversations we've had getting to know each other. And when I asked her, would she be on the show, because I wanted this spiritual, quote-unquote, grant writer to come on and talk about some of the shifts that she's had in her life. So, Monica, I know you're there. Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate being on here, and I'm really excited to talk with you today.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Monica, tell us about how the shifts that you have made, because I know you moved from Richmond, Virginia to New Bern, and what motivated you, what happened within you that you felt drawn to go to someplace else?
Well, I guess it was going to, my husband had a particular job and we moved, and I was in education for over 20 years, being in administration and student services and things of that nature. And about 10 years ago, an opportunity came where there was a grant writer position open at the community college and where in the community in which I lived. And that was something very different. I had always thought about possibly going into grant writing. I love to write, but I had never done any particular grant writing. I love to research and read and all of those things. And so I took a risk. It was a temporary position, and which I am not a risky person, but I took that position just because it was a time where I felt I could, let me try something different. You know, being in a particular position for 20 years, I wanted to try something different. And then learning how to look at the challenges and kind of start off with scholarships and things of that nature. So looking at scholarships and workforce development, just learning all those different things. And really, once you get in a community, learning. I love people, and it hurts me to see people in need, struggling, people low income, and I believe education is the key. And I just thought, I said, goodness, you know, just looking at all of the needs and taking it all in, I realized where I lived was fertile ground for grant opportunities.
Well, that is so wonderful because you write persuasive grants, and I know from talking to you that you've had many success in getting money, and you have filled a need in the community where you live. And I think that that's very, very, you talk about you moving there and everything, which was a shift, change, living in a different environment and getting to know the community and its needs around you. And then using these God-given skills to bring, it's divine to you
yes.
to be able to use words and get the money. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because all the grant
yes.
writers that I know, they're not as grounded as you are or as spiritual as you are and doing work for the, you know, for the betterment of all humankind. You know what I'm saying? That's what
yes.
I was impressed with.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Yes. It was something where in learning that many people have lots of ideas and leaders in the community had visions. And so these visions that they had about bettering their community, whether individuals that have been incarcerated, that need to come out, that come out and are homeless, individuals, you know, having low income, having after school care, all of these sorts of things. It was a struggle. In our area, we really don't have a middle class. And so it is something where listening to their vision and understanding and really being that detailed person and seeing, you know, how to put a project together to get those resources and praying in the process, especially in areas that I'm not familiar with.
Okay. And so you use one of the tools, using prayer and all of that as part of what you do. I just feel like it's wonderful. And it's wonderful to see a need, because, you know, to be able to see a need and you have the tools to do something about it. So what kind of grants, tell us about some of the grants that you have written and what kind of services they brought to the community.
Well, one particular grant was called the Extended Learning Services Grant from North Carolina Department of Instruction, and it was one for a free after-school program for children that were performing in low-performing schools. And so that brought into the community over the course of 2 years, each year was about $300,000 a year, and we were able to set them up in churches where the students could be transported from school to the churches for after-school care, tutoring for the end of grade. They were also given snacks, and they were fed. They were in a safe environment. Many individuals weren't able to provide, obtain, because you have to pay for after-school care. So this was free after-school care for over 150 children in our community. And so that was one particular area that was successful. And, you know, the parents were grateful. The students were in a safe environment. They had trusting teachers. They received snacks and food. And even during the hurricane, during recovery, they were able to receive donations and give to the families and to supply clothes to the children.
Okay. And also, I know you and I had talked before, and you talked about the work that you did during the hurricane. See, hurricane, when the hurricane was there as well. So I wanted our listening audience to know, now this is New Bern, North Carolina. And the last show we talked about Petersburg, Virginia, where there was someone, Anita Ruffin, who was fulfilling a need there. And I don't want people to just realize how God puts us in these places. In different areas of, no matter where you live, you can make a difference in the community. And you are doing it so wonderfully there in New Bern, North Carolina, by being able to write these grants. So I have the utmost respect for you and the utmost, you know, I will continue to just see where you go from here. And also, I wanted to, our listeners to know that you are co-author in a book. Tell us a little bit about the book that you are co-author and how you got chosen to be in this book.
Well, the book is called Soulful Prayers. It's the Power of Intentional Communication with God. And I'm a co-author with 52 other individuals about prayer, individuals that and the visionary for this project is Cheryl Pelote Williamson. And this project is about, and we hear so many times people say, I don't know what to pray for. I don't know specifically. And we have a tendency to pray vague, random prayers, but really intentional prayers. So the prayers really talk about loss, prayers for marriage, divorce, business success, prayers for the 21st century concerns. And so that when individuals get this book, they'll be able to, based upon what's on their heart, they'll be able to grasp the words. It kind of starts them off with that conversation with God. And we pray that once they're praying those prayers, they'll continue on, you know, informing their own words and communication with God. And how I was able to get involved, Cheryl Pelote Williamson was a client of mine for grant writing. And she called me and spoke with me when she heard about the hurricane. And when I talked with her, I said, well, I found out that, you know, God blessed us. I found out our home hadn't been touched. And I said, but I've got to get back home because I need to do some things for my community. I know the state of my community in reference to it's middle of the month. Individuals that aren't on some sort of assistance may not have food. There's no electricity. I need to go see what I can do when I get home. And she called me later and she said, I really want you to pray. Pray about this particular opportunity. She said, I'm compiling an anthology called Soulful Prayers, and I want you to submit a prayer for this book. And I thought about it, and I prayed on it, and I went ahead with the process, and it's going to be released in July. And we're really excited, and we've been praying all along that this book really helps people. Where it's something you can carry along with you, put in your glove compartment, put it in your purse, share with other people, because we want people to communicate with God and really get receive a blessing, receive healing, receive deliverance, receive answers, because I believe in continually asking God, continuing knocking at the door, continuing seeking Him. And so this was a wonderful opportunity. And, yes, that was a whole nother shift in itself.
Your whole shift, everything that you talked about is many shifts. And sometimes you didn't close your mind down to what was happening, because with shift comes transformation. And with shift comes, sometimes we get so stuck in a place. It takes someone else to ask us a question or give us that opportunity. And some of us sometimes turn it back because that's God. It's God. God works through people, you know?
Yes.
But you heeded the call, and Soulful Prayers, you said, will be out in July?
Yes, in July. The beginning of July.
And also Monica is going to be in Sister Sitting in the Blessings, because she's also submitted two submissions for books for that book that I'm writing. And she's a very gifted writer. Her work is very beautiful. We have to have you back on the show once we start talking more about some of the people that will be writing and Sister Sitting in the Blessings. But also I wanted to one of the things that I was impressed with you about is your parenting skills and supporting your kids to be where they can be. That really is in this day and age for what you're doing. And I know one of them is an adult, but your young daughter and everything, and you've used psychology, and I know you've used prayer in raising them. And so you have done that. You're a wife and a mother, and I call you a spiritual grant writer, okay, because of all that you do with that, it's for the community. So tell us, from that perspective, what you would feel comfortable with, how you've used your spirituality in your family life.
I would say I would like to talk more so particularly about my son. Being an African-American male in this society and some of the challenges he had growing up in reference to, either behavior, getting out of school, things of that nature, when he was a little boy. And so I did use psychology. I would do everything from having awards, a behavior modification chart for those psychology people, where if he had a good day, and then I'd have a little bag in the car for him to pull from for an award. And then also I'd get to the point, sometimes those things didn't work. And I would sit down and I'd cry and I'd pray. And I would say, God, please help me to reach my son. You have to give me the tools to reach him. And I would sit there and pray. And so some things may have seemed a bit odd, and so I would sit down and talk with him, and even giving him a book saying Taking the Girl Out of Anger and talking through feelings, and using that. Yabaja, we had to stick with it every day, 24 hours a day, for at least, 10 years. Until he reached middle school, and he said, guess what? I didn't go to the principal's office at all this year.
And
now he's in college and being a biology major.
Wow.
So
that is so wonderful. And, with everything being now with African-American males, like you were saying, and you being where you are, people have gotten lax on how they raise their kids, okay?
Yes.
And so you made sure that your kid didn't turn into one of them statistics. You know what I'm saying?
I would go to the school and find out the real story, you know, to find out exactly what happened. You weren't just going to put my child out of school. We're going to talk about this and find out what's happening here. I became friends with the teachers, so they knew they could call me. I was always at the school. I was on field trips. And so knowing that the teachers had my support and my son knew that he had my support, we were able to get him through those growing pains.
Well, those growing pains, you as a parent and your husband and prayer and working with the teachers and close communication with them, that's probably, I'm saying this literally because he is an African-American, has saved him from the system, you know, saved him
yes.
from the system and getting left, you know, falling through the cracks with him, because that's what happens to African Americans. You know, that's really the reality of the situation. So
yes, and I never took my hand off of him.
Okay. I tell you, girl, I applaud you in so many areas for being the person that you are. You know, being spiritual, being this. You know, spiritual grant writer and what you bring into that community in New Bern, North Carolina, and now the book and what you continuously bring, and you go be in another book, and I know I'll end up, you know, working with you on some other things. So what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with people about being in transition, being in shift? What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave?
Being in shift is going to be uncomfortable, and a lot of times you may find you're in neutral. Many times we think being in a holy shift that the skies are going to open up and that, you know, the light from heaven is going to come down, but it's a very uncomfortable place, and you're in neutral. But I just encourage you to stay the course. Keep praying. Keep moving forward. Don't stop. Do something. Help someone. You don't have to be rich to serve your community. You know, get creative. Go out and help
people. And that is so true. You have to bloom where you planted, so to speak, right? You have to bloom and serve. And that's when you talk about neutral, that's a place that Robert Brummett calls the void. It's like a void where you're uncomfortable.
Yes.
But you're uncomfortable, but when you go, it's like there's the ending, there's a void, and then there's transformation. There's transition and transformation. So you have gone through many of these. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. And I look forward to talking to you some later date when, you know, like I said, when the book and everything gets closer to time for publication and everything. I want to thank you, Monica, for taking out the time of your day, for all the conversations we've had. Sister girl, you rock. Okay, you
Thank
rock.
You.
And you are a sister. A sister is one who serves her family, serves herself and her community, and put in everything. So you are what I call a sister. S-I-S-T-A-R, no egotistical way in it. That's what you are. And we thank you again for being a part of the show. And so, again,
so
we come... Thank you, Monica. We come back in, Monica, and if you'll stay there and take a breath with us, because we breathe, the breath connects us. And I want you all to remember this. You're on a mission. You're in transition. You got to pay attention. You have to set your intentions every day, because a holy shift is underway. You have to let go of all your fears and all your doubts. Be still and know God's will. And God's love and light will heal all your ills. And remember to fall down on your knees and pray. And shift your mind every day. And with that, deeper and deeper inside you'll go. And what will happen, you'll be rejoicing and singing, because you will be in God's flow. Remember, you're on a mission. You're in transition. Gotta set your intentions every day, 'cause the holy shift is on the way. We'll see you next time on Love, Light, and positivity. This is Imaji Jubilee. Have a great week, my friend.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.